Platitudes are no help when you're staring at an empty page. My father used to say, "There's nothing to it but to do it." And I'm quite certain he's not the first father to say that to his son. "Nothing is impossible. You just have to do the work to make it happen." That was always a good one, too. "Creation is an act of will, son. If you don't agree, take it up with God." My father and I really never got along. There's nothing new there, but he left me Canby's cottage as a fare thee well and a final notion of familial goodwill. In life, he never had warmth or affection or any sense of paternal duty toward me. But he did have an eye for real estate. In death, he thought he'd make good. I won't say that my dad was a cold man, but I learned about it, the gift of the famous cabin by the lake, from a lawyer. My first visit to Canby's famous writing retreat outside of Toccoa, Georgia, was a legal affair when my father's lawyer and an executor from A. Icarus Canby's estate met me there to inform me of the particulars regarding my inheritance. Just before he died, my father purchased the cottage and the 10 acres around it, including a 4-acre pond, from the famous writer's estate. It was his last and only act of benevolence toward me, his wayward son. I don't know how much he paid for the place. I'll bet it was quite a lot, but my father always had money. Not that I'd see any of the money, but he did leave me the cottage, so I suppose we're square. "Here at last is a place where a man may write and be productive," my father said in his last will and testament. Even in death, he couldn't help but take a shot at me. What he didn't know, because my father wasn't much of a reader, was that the Canby retreat was famous for only one thing, and it wasn't for the writing that was done there. The cottage was renowned for being the site of the world's most famous case of writer's block.